This is typically the busiest time of the year, professional sports. But there is an eerie silence at stadiums and ballparks all across the fruited plain right now. The corona pandemic has shut down most of everyday life for all of us, including the postseasons for the NBA and NHL, the start of the Major League Soccer season, the PGA, the LPGA Tour, and the opening pitch for all 30 Major League Baseball teams. Hello, everyone. This is Sports and Commentary. Welcome to the show today. My name is Greg Stewart, and this program is sponsored by your generous tax-deductible contributions to Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated. You can connect remotely right now anytime. If you want to give to help support the show via credit card quickly, safely, and securely, or the mailing address is right there on our website, WWIB.com. Texas Rangers pitcher Kyle Gibson is one of those MLB players waiting for the all-go. The 32-year-old former Minnesota Twins starter is with me on Sports and Commentary after signing that three-year free agent contract in the offseason. So, Kyle, welcome to the show. What's life been like for you and your family during this COVID close down?
You know what? It's been like the start of an offseason, except I've got to keep working out and keep throwing bullpens. So, we've been home together here for the last 5 or so weeks straight. And I think I've been out of the house maybe 6 times. So it's been a little different. But we also know that, there is a season that's going to happen at some point. So I'm trying to, instead of taking time off like I normally do in the off season, still throwing bullpen, still working out, but also getting to do some spring to-dos around the house, which normally I have to pawn off on our in-laws and see if they'll do it, which they always do. But this year I get to take care of them.
Okay. No getting out of it this year. So what's on that honey-do list that you've been checking off there?
So we had a little bit of thick wood and some brush that just needed to be cleaned up. So we ripped out, my father-in-law brought his skid steer, and we ripped out some brush, and I just put down the grass seed and straw yesterday. So that's part of it. We had a couple trees fall, so you got to cut those up and get the bonfire going. And then we're getting our garden started inside. So we've been, doing some planters and getting those things growing so we can put them in the ground here in a week or so.
Wow. Those are some heavy-duty chores. You'd be safe there. But you still got to keep your arm limbered up. How you doing that on the farm down there?
So we have a shed just a little bit away from our house that just happens to be about 70 foot long. So I got a wooden mound from the guy who runs the Legion League out here, and he said, you know what, we haven't used it in a while, so it's yours. So I set up the mound, and then I put a net 60 foot 6 inches away, and that's how I get my mound work in. So I have a Durathrow that I put on my hand that allows me to play catch by myself, and then I step on the mound and throw some pitches.
All right. Well, you've gotten creative there. So if you've talked to your teammates or a few of them, how are they handling the long delay and the isolation here?
I think everybody's just kind of sitting and waiting a little bit. There's obviously the worry of the unknown a little bit. I think you got a lot of young guys that were, trying to make the team, and a lot of young guys that, obviously everybody relies on this, 5 or 6 months for their salary, but, they're trying to figure out, maybe do I have to switch up, some budgeting and doing something different, not really knowing how many games we're going to play and how much of a salary they're going to get. So, there's definitely the fear of the unknown going on, but, I think everybody's still in pretty good spirits. We're still not even through April yet. So, I think if we get to June or July and we're still not playing, then, the cabin fever and the worry might be getting a little bit more. But for right now, I think everybody's still in pretty good spirits, doing well.
Good. So has MLB, Major League Baseball, given you guys any idea of when the season could start?
The only ideas that we've heard are the ones that are in the media. We haven't they've been talking just about every day, but those are really the only ideas that have been floated around. And we don't have much more of an idea than that, really. I think it's all going to come down to when the government says, you know, you can have more than 25 people get together. And because obviously we're going to have 30 or 40 guys on the team and, you know, another 15 to 30 staff probably. So, you know, it's going to be, you know, once those restrictions kind of relax a little bit, whatever state does that the fastest probably is going to determine where and when we play.
Sure, sure. But since New York in particular has been a COVID hotspot, you guys may have to wait for the all clear in New York before you guys could play.
Yeah, maybe. But I mean, I think if we're waiting on those guys, then they're going to end up playing remotely if I had to bet. You know, I don't think there's no point in waiting for, you know, 2 to even 10 teams because there's enough facilities that, you know, have multiple sites and are big enough to host multiple teams. So, you know, I think that's why they talked about Arizona and Florida, you know, because you have big facilities with big locker rooms and you know, multiple locker rooms because of spring training. So, you know, I think if we're just waiting on New York, I think we'll be playing already.
Interesting days ahead here for sure. I hope you've taken a lot of pictures because we may never see this again. Hopefully never see this again in Major League Baseball. Kyle Gibson, the right-handed starter with the Texas Rangers after playing his entire career with the Minnesota Twins, 7 years up in the Twin Cities. And I think we'll dive into that next time. We're out of time here, Kyle, with you for today's show. But talk about the biggest memories as a Twin and talk about your new ball club and your new stadium down there. Still waiting to open. Globe Life Field, waiting for the first pitch because of this COVID crisis here. We'll have you give us a verbal tour of that when we come back next time with you. So thanks for being here today. We will talk on the show again. Have a great day.
You do the same. See ya.